"Have you ever shaved someone before?" Garin asked, doubtful. "Many times." It was exactly 3, but Mouse wasn't about to confess that. Garin hesitated, still uncertain. Then, with a barely perceivable nod, he stripped off his tunic, exposing his perfectly formed torso. The man was fair, like white marble, and his shape seemed to have been sculpted by a gifted artist. Sit. Mouse pointed at the crate with the blade. And lean your head back against the barrel. You're sure about this? Trust me. Garin complied, lowering onto the crate and tilting his head back. I still think it would be easier if I shaved myself, he grumbled. Mouse tilted Garin's head back a little further to lift the chin. His hair was soft. Mouse resisted the urge to run his fingers through it. Yeah, but then I would be denied the joy of putting a knife to a nobleman's throat now, wouldn't I? Feeling the weight of Garin's head against his lap, another fear suddenly occurred to him. Gods, what if his fucking prick decided to act up again? It apparently had a mind of its own lately. All he needed was for it to start poking Garin in the back of the head. He shoved those thoughts back and focused on the task at hand. He didn't run the edge directly against the skin. Cleanly shaven might draw attention. A day or two's worth of stubble would raise fewer suspicions.
You have a steady hand, Garin said through his teeth as Mouse made slow, deliberate scrapes up his throat.
So I've been told. Mouse dipped the dagger back into the bucket and spun it about in the water.
Glad you're here to rescue me and not kill me.
Well, until I see how much gold Duke Delgan is willing to spend to get you back.